Kendrick West give you guys some special teams?
The good thing is that he's played last year. He got a lot of playing time. So, you know, he's an experienced guy that he knows our system. He's tough. He's tough as nails. I mean, he will stick his face in there on any size guy. So, you know, he's an ankle biter as a tackler. He gets in there, and he's a real good tackler, and he's real good solid blocker as a PP, and he's smart, and he knows our stuff.
How much did his performance on special teams last year play a role in the decision to be comfortable enough to move on from Cyrus Gray? Because obviously Cyrus is such a big part for you guys.
Yeah, Cyrus is a big part. I mean, but I mean, it's a factor. I mean, you have a guy on the team that has done it. I mean, it definitely, you know, everybody knows about that. Everybody knows. So,
what do you look for in a protector? What are the qualities that you?
They have to be smart. They have to be able to, you know, read what the front is and be articulate. Be somebody that's a good blocker, that is able to move well on his feet in space. And then they have to be a fast disruptor type personality, because they're like a gunner that comes out of the middle of the field. You have your two gunners on the outside, then you have your PP that a lot of time doesn't have to block anybody, so he's getting down the field. He'll be the first or second guy down the field a lot of times.
Usually a linebacker too big for that kind of, not quick enough?
Well, linebackers are so vital. You need bigger guys to play up on the front line to be able to block. So that's why, you know, a guy, you know, like Cedric or, you know, Cyrus when he was here, obviously, those running back type style built guys that they're perfect for that position. They can slip out of there real quick. You know, Dan Sorensen is the one that's right now. He's our starter at PP, and he does an outstanding job because he's such a good cover guy.
What kind of camp is Santos at?
After today, I mean, today wasn't a great day. You know, I'm sure he'd like to have a couple of those back. You know, he missed an extra point today. That's uncalled for. He's got to approach the extra points like a field goal. You know, it's not, you don't just get up there and just tap it through like you used to with an extra point. So, and those are things that we're still working through. And then he goes back there, and I'm trying to do a bench alert, and he makes a 64-yarder, you know, without even trying. So, yeah. You know, there's a happy medium in there, and I think his leg is stronger right now, but we just have to settle him down and get him focused more. It's more mental than anything right now.
Coaches don't want a happy medium.
No.
Right? With a kicker.
I mean, we always want him to be 100%. I mean, if it isn't, I mean, you're catching me right now at a bad time because we're coming off, but. You know, I got to go back and look at the tape, too, and see what happened exactly.
What's the competition with your long snap?
It's still going. I mean, it's one day it's East, one day it's Winchester, and it seems to be going back and forth. And Andy's like, come on, you know, but it is. It's going back and forth. And, you know, we're really watching those guys. We're working the hell out of those guys. And we'll find out. I mean, we just need to get some game reps with those guys and really see how they are under pressure.
Okay.
Look like the Santos is a little more accurate with one snapper as opposed to the other.
No, we're charting. We got all kinds of charts. I mean, we're charting everything. We're charting him with the punter, you know, and we're trying to see, you know, all those things are being looked at right now. And right now, no.
You mentioned Kairos is stronger. What would you say you're comfortable with his range?
It's too early. I just think he's got a little bit stronger leg right now. It looks like, you know, he might be, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 yards more than he did last year. So, I mean, last year we were comfortable at 50. You know, we might take him out to 53 now.
Okay.